in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Maria Vadia today. But before we begin, I want to remind you that we're having in Boston 40 Days for Life. And I'm inviting people to go to 1055 Commonwealth Avenue, praying with your Bibles, with your rosary beads. Go and pray in the spirit in front of this Planned Parenthood Killing Center. This is so important. 40 Days for Life. Go and go in Jesus' name. You know, when people are out there, people don't go in as many because they're ashamed. One person out there can make a difference. So today, they're killing children at Planned Parenthood, 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. Go and pray in Jesus' name. St. John the Baptist said about the Messiah that he would baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Maria is going to talk about the fire of God.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Father's Talk, the radio talk in season and out of season. He's here in Miami having a great time, and he has shorts, Bermudas on, and he looks very fresh. Hallelujah, Father. Yeah. Anyways, look, in Luke 12:49, Jesus said, "I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled." Brothers and sisters, I believe that we're living in very unusual times. There's been an increase in chaos, in evil. We're living in very dark times, and I believe that the Spirit of God is releasing fresh fire like never before, because the fire of God is powerful. The fire of God defeats our enemies. The fire of God cleanses and purifies. The fire of God is contagious. And the fire of God ignites in us a passion for Jesus. And the Lord is looking for a passionate bride. The fire of God will make us unstoppable. And I believe that we really need a move of God in America, and this move is going to include the fire of God. Think in 1 Kings 18, the prophet Elijah contending against more than 800 false prophets. He called on the God of fire, and the fire of God came. And the God of fire manifested himself, and he won an amazing victory right there on top of Mount Carmel. See, the people of God, the Israelites, were backslidden because of Queen Jezebel. She had led the entire nation almost into false gods. They were worshiping false deities, false demons. It was a nation that was backslidden, and the Lord used one prophet, one man, to demonstrate who the real God was. And he came with fire. So that was a victory in Mount Carmel. And I believe that the Lord is raising up a prophetic people like never before, full of fire, and they're going to have encounters with unbelievers. They're going to have encounters with people that mock them and laugh at them. And you know what? You know what's going to happen? The God of fire is going to manifest, and he's going to reveal himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's going to manifest himself as the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are living in very exciting times, even though it's dark, even though we're living like in Isaiah 5:20, when people call evil good and good evil. I believe this could be the greatest time for the church if we just wake up. All we need to do is to get up and start walking in faith. And the Holy Spirit comes alongside us, and the Holy Spirit is a spirit of fire. It's a baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Remember when Moses delivered God's people out of Egypt, it was a cloud by day and fire by night that kept leading them through the desert. And on the day of Pentecost, fire came, tongues of fire, leading them out of Judaism into the Church of the Living God. So we have to believe that we have fire inside of us because Jesus is a man of fire. In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 27, Ezekiel has a vision of heaven, and he has a vision of the Lord. And it says in Ezekiel 1:27, I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire, and that from there down he looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounded him. So Jesus is a man of fire, and Jesus lives inside of us by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. We have fire. In Revelation, John says that when he had a vision of Jesus, fire, flames of fire flowing through his eyes. And in Psalm 18, David says that fire comes out of his mouth. So our God is a God of fire. And we need to be aware of this because he's wanting to release fire through you and through me.
That fire comes from Jesus. He is the man of fire. I was thinking about the church being prophetic during these days of fire. If we are not prophetic as a church, we are pathetic. We need to be prophetic, calling down fire so that people might be saved. Maria was with the Nuba guy, and he gave his testimony, and she's going to tell you what he said.
Well, we took an Uber because our plane was canceled and we had to go to South Carolina. So after many delays and being stranded and the flight canceled, we took an Uber. And he was Hispanic, and he started to tell me about his encounter with Jesus, that he had been like fallen away Catholic because his mother was Catholic, but he never really knew Jesus until he saw Jesus in a dream. And he had an amazing dream that totally changed his life. And he said Jesus was so real in that dream that I surrendered my life to him, and I'm still following him. And then he said, after the dream ended, all I could tell you is that I was filled with fire in my belly, filled with fire. I was burning with fire. So the same thing happened to me when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire, and these people laid hands on me. There was a fire burning inside of me that I couldn't contain it. It was the glorious presence of the Lord. In Poland, I was speaking at a conference, and this young man walked into the conference totally lost, and he did not know the Lord. He was doing the wrong things and living in the wrong way, drugs and alcohol and sex and whatever, and he was totally depressed. He had no vision for his life. He was just hitting bottom. And during that conference, he gave his life to Jesus. He repented. He gave his life to Jesus. And he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This young man today is full of fire. He's going all over Poland giving his testimony. He has already gone to several nations. He's written a book about his conversion. This is real. The fire of God is real. It is real. And we see through the scriptures how often God manifested himself as fire. He made a covenant with Abraham, and that covenant was with fire. In Exodus chapter 3, Moses had an encounter with a God of fire and the fire of God with a burning bush. And he was sent on a mission to go and set his people, God's people, free out of the hand of Pharaoh. And we see fire also when in Luke 24, when the two disciples were on their way to Emmaus and Jesus showed up, they did not recognize him, but Jesus was teaching them about the word of God, what God said in the law and the prophets. And then they had a meal together, and then Jesus disappeared, And then the two disciples, all they could say was, well, weren't our hearts burning from within as he was speaking to us? See, this is real. And Jesus not only is a man of fire and the Holy Spirit is fire, but the Word of God is fire. Jeremiah 23, verse 29, the Lord said, is not my word like fire? And then in Jeremiah 5, the Lord told Jeremiah, I will make my words in your mouth fire. So when we share the gospel, when we prophesy, when we give a word of knowledge, when we speak out the promises of God, let guess what's coming out of our mouth in the realm of the Spirit? It's fire. It is fire.
The church needs that fire. That fire to proclaim the mystery of the salvation of our God, his death, his blood, his burial, and his resurrection. We need to proclaim the gospel. We were talking last night of different encounters, retreats, how successful they are. Why are they successful? Because they proclaim the gospel and people get changed. At the Curcio, people get changed. They get born again. Things happen to them. The fire of God comes. Why? Because the gospel is proclaimed. We need to proclaim the gospel. And the gospel is that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He shed his blood for our sins. He was buried for our sins. And he rose from the dead for our sins. The risen Savior is filled with fire. The risen Savior is filled with fire. You are called to be filled with fire. That fire that doesn't consume us, but that fire that enlightens us, that fire that causes us to go after the lost. And there are so many people that are lost, and the only way to find them is to go after them. Jesus said, I come to seek and save that which was lost. He said, I have not come to save the righteous. Well, there's no one righteous. But I've come to seek and save the lost.
I remember one time I was ministering in Brooklyn, New York, and this is just a testimony of the fire. I had a word of knowledge that the Lord was healing someone's intestines, stomach and healing of intestines. And a lady said, that's me. And all through the meeting, all she could say was, I feel the fire of God in my stomach. I feel it. I feel it. So there was a healing that was taking place. And also in Zimbabwe, when we were there in May, this nun, the fire of God came on her, and she was set free from years of pain in her neck and in her back and in her shoulders. That's what the fire does. It burns away what is not of the Lord, including sicknesses and diseases. Hallelujah. This is great. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, Paul writes to Timothy and says, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. So the Holy Spirit is fire, but it's really our responsibility to keep the fire alive, to keep that flame going, and to make it brighter and bigger and larger so that all we can feel is the fire of God inside of us. See, this fire will make us unstoppable. Nobody will be able to stop us because the fire burning in our hearts will just propel us to share the gospel with people, to prophesy with people. I know that many times when I have a prophetic word, I just feel that fire inside of me and I have to speak it out. I cannot contain it. I have to speak it out. And so our God is a God of fire. And watching a television program, and it was a pastor that looked just like Jesus, and I was listening to him rise up and collaborate with the Holy Spirit, and he was talking about Matthew 25. As much as you gave food to the hungry, when he said that, the fire of God started to burn in, And it was amazing because for 15 years, every Saturday, we went to the prison. And we saw God's fire moving in that prison. I remember one day we were praising and worshiping the Lord. And I saw in the spirit, I saw Jesus standing in one of the inmates. The presence of God was so strong in praise and worship. And when we ended praising and worshiping the Lord, I went up to her. I said, "Sister, I saw Jesus standing in front of you." And she started to weep and weep and said, I know. But all I can tell you is that I came into this room with a tumor in my breast, and the tumor is gone. See, the fire of God burned that tumor away. So this is real. And I believe, as I said before, God is releasing fresh fire because we need it, because the times are dark. And we're not to be, you know, passive because of fear. No, we are more than conquerors in Christ, Romans 8:37. He who lives in us, 1 John 4:4, is greater than he who's in the world. And the Lord has already defeated the enemy by the power of his blood. We just need to enforce that victory in Jesus' mighty name.
I compare the church to a fireplace. Without the fire, it's very cold. Nothing happens. But when the fire comes, heat, warmth, life, we need the fire in the fireplace. We need the Holy Spirit's fire in the fireplace and going out from the fireplace into the world. How we need that. Other than that, it's so cold. You might say, well, you know, I don't sense that fire. Well, call upon Jesus. He's the man of fire. Ask him to fill you with the fire of God. Father, fill us now with the fire of God, so that we would proclaim the gospel, so that we would go after the lost, so that we would pray with the sick and watch them be healed. I received a message from somebody. He told me, I had come to Holy Rosary. I had cancer in my colon and in my bowel, and you prayed with me through the car because we were going out to dinner. It was raining. He says, I've come from Gloucester. Can you pray with me? And I opened the window and prayed with him. He said, I was completely delivered by the power of God of this cancer. This is the things that we need to do. These are the things that we need to do. You need to do them. I need to do them. We need to do them.
Many times when we lay hands on the sick, people tell me, I feel heat. I feel heat in my body. Guess what that is? It's the heat from the fire of God that is being released. This is real. So many times in Holy Rosary, in the School of the Holy Spirit, we would spend so much time in worship, praising and worshiping the Lord, and then time in the Word. And at times, the smell of fire was so strong. I remember one time I said, oh, my goodness, we need to call the fire truck or whatever. And then I remember, no, this is Holy Spirit. But the smell of fire was so strong. And that's what happens. Even the throne of God is full of fire. If you read Daniel chapter 7, his description of the throne of God, it's totally fire. The throne of God is burning with fire. It's Daniel chapter 7. The wheels of the throne burns with fire. It's amazing. It says in Daniel chapter 7, his throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Imagine when we start praising and worshiping the Lord, we build him a throne. It's a throne of fire. The man of fire comes. A river of fire starts burning in our midst. We want to jump into that river of fire and let that fire come into us and set us on fire, ignite a passion for Jesus. This is so powerful and so beautiful. The Lord deserves a bride that is burning with passion for him. because he went all the way to the cross to die for every single one of us. And our response should be a total surrender to the Lord and to be filled with fresh fire so that we can continue to expand his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So right now, I see in the spirit that the fire of God is burning like a chain or a piece of rope around somebody's neck. You felt oppressed, you felt depressed, even suicidal, and that thing around your neck is being burnt right now. It's being burnt right now. The fire of God is healing people that have problems in their pains in their shoulders. Both shoulders are being healed right now. Hip problems are being healed right now. And if you're one of these people, please tell Father Tom, communicate with him. I see feet being healed right now. Thank you, Lord. The man of fire is releasing fire even through the airwaves because there's no limitation. The fire of God is burning every limitation that we have placed ourselves in. The fire of God is burning every man-made limitation, every limitation from the enemy. The small thinking in our heads is being burnt right now so that we can walk like sons and daughters of God. The Lord is raising up sons and daughters of fire that will become unstoppable. They will not allow any situation or any demon to stop them. Thank you, Jesus. You are the man of fire. Thank you for fresh fire. Open your hearts to the fire of God right now. Let there be a mighty baptism of Holy Spirit and fire. Let the fire of God start burning in your heart, in your belly. Start burning in your head. Let the fire of God just burn everything that is not from the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come with fresh fire.
I told you that a woman came to me and she said there was a nun in Spain that had cancer. Will I pray for the nun? I prayed, and the fire of God came upon her, and she was healed completely. Now, there's no distance between my prayer and Spain. There's no distance in the spirit, and she was completely healed. She came back and said to the woman, please tell the priest that I'm very grateful. I said, I didn't do anything. It was Jesus who did it. It was Jesus. The only thing I did was speak the word. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of God.
So, brothers and sisters, we are living in a new era, and we are in times of war. There's great spiritual warfare, but I'm full of hope because I know my God. And he never abandons us. As long as there is a remnant calling out to him, he will not disappoint us. So I welcome fresh fire. I welcome the fire of God to start burning in all of us. I want more. I want more fire. I want more boldness like the early church. They were filled with a fiery boldness. And when the religious hypocrites tried to stop them, they said, well, we're going to listen to God rather than listen to you. This is the boldness that we need today. We need to stand up to the forces of evil. We need to speak the truth. We need to, you know, engage against the enemy, knowing that greater is he who lives in us is greater than the one that is out in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, pour out your fire upon your people today. Manifest your glory. Fill them with fire and love. Let them know that they are not alone, that Jesus is with them and Jesus is in them. Flood them with the fire of God. Flood them with the mercy of God. Let them know, not only in their heads, but in their beings, they're being set free. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.